Maxie, how you doing?
I'm pretty great. How are you, Jess?
I'm good. We've already been talking, though, and said hi.
We wasted all the good stuff.
Yeah, all the good stuff. Now we're just going to try disgusting sodas. And all the people we hate. I don't hate anybody. I don't pay attention to that shit, you know? I like to sit back and I watch people just kind of destroy themselves. Like, fuck it, you know?
Cheers.
So, I got the mustard-flavored soda. This is probably going to taste like fucking sweet ass. No, not sweet ass at all. It's going to taste like shit.
I don't know if there's any ass that tastes good.
No kidding.
Pumpkin pie soda, everybody.
Pumpkin
pie.
Gave
me the ladylike flavor. I don't think they're twist off.
I don't think they're twist off either.
But,
it was a good try.
Good start.
I can't do the whole pop like the fucking ears open with the,
With their eye cap?
Actually, they are twist off.
Eye, whatever, orbital.
I'm probably not
That's
gonna
the mustard one only smell.
Yeah, I'm probably not gonna finish this one. It just looks like it smells okay.
Oh god.
Oh, that was fucking rough. You gotta try it though with me.
Fuck. How many people have you had on the podcast so far?
I've had 6.
And they've all drunk in your goddamn soda?
Nope, this is a new thing. You're a first timer?
With this thing. Yeah, go for it. I used to bartend. That's embarrassing. I've never seen that guy.
Oh, shit.
That's fine. A weak little woman. Okay, this is not as heinous as I thought it would be.
Is it?
It's not terrible.
Really?
I mean, I don't think I'm going to drink the whole thing, but.
Is it that bad? I mean, yeah, I'm probably not going
to
drink.
I have, like, a habit of never finishing my drinks. I just get on to the next one.
So about people destroying themselves, huh? How about that fucking shit?
Is that the one thing written on your notepad
right
now?
I'm so scared to fucking try this.
Why?
Like, of all the things.
I'm sure you put worse things in your mouth, Glockler. Try
You're
it.
You're probably right.
Look at the two of us trying to be funny about stuff. That was it. You got a lot of expensive equipment around here. I wouldn't vomit on it.
I'm not gonna vomit. I'm pretty good at not vomiting. It's just like, you know what this tastes like?
What?
This tastes like a fucking, like a hole that became, like, got filled up with rainwater and had like a bunch of a meat and like, and then, you know, it became stagnant.
I really thought you were gonna go somewhere sexual with it. Okay, I appreciate the rainwater.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, why? You know, my thing is I'm just not one of those thirsty guys. That's why I drink mustard.
That's why I drink
soda.
Mustard flavored soda.
So you did that, like, I saw you post something about like the comedy festival that you hosted, right?
Yeah.
How was that?
Oh, it was so dope. It was my first time like being flown out somewhere specifically to do a job.
And you got put up in a hotel room and all that.
Yeah, the whole nine yards.
Shit,
pretty,
girl.
Wigga, wigga, wigga.
And that was it was like in Canada.
Yeah, it was in Windsor, Ontario, which is right across the border from Detroit.
Wow, so you can, like, skip a cool rock stuff there?
Could have been like, hey, Eminem! Yeah.
He's like, what's up, bro? 8 Mile, the movie about myself, played by myself.
Finally nailed.
Fuck. How, like, awesome is that?
What?
He's, like, the only one that's ever had a movie about himself. And he got to play himself, right?
I'm surprised he did such a good job in it, like acting, because actors find it hard to act. And here he is being like, I've never done this before, and he's just awesome at it. I love 8 Mile.
Isn't that kind of like a weird thing, though, about like comedians, though? Comedians and actors, like you see like comedians become like great actors, and then, but like actors don't go backwards and do like comedy, you know?
Hmm. I know a lot of actors who've done stand up for like a couple weeks trying to get it to help their, like, exposure and acting and stuff, and you can tell they're not gonna last long because their heart's not in it. They're like, my agent told me to do this. Like, it's
it'll make my resume look great.
Yeah.
What, you did like 3 open mics and now you're a comedian? Like, get the fuck out of here.
But I also know a lot of comedians who are snobs about acting, and it's like, at least the acting pays, so if you can use your comedy to get some acting work, why not?
Right, because it's all connected one way or another.
Definitely very connected, and I feel like skills wise, well, okay, if someone watches my acting, they'll probably be like, she's lying. But I feel like after having done stand up, anytime I act now, I'm like, this is so easy in comparison. Someone's writing my fucking lines for me.
That's great. That is great. Yeah,
it's pretty nice.
What's your favorite type of like thing to act in?
Weirdly, I like drama.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, do you like to be like the scared one or like the psycho?
Oh, come on, Blackler.
The psycho for sure, huh?
Oh my God. They gave me this mom haircut last year. My agent was like, you need to like be hip and everything. And I was going out for mom roles and I wanted to kill myself. I was like, I'm not
mom
there yet.
Mom roles?
Yeah. Just like, oh, I hate
you
this.
Ever see those? You ever see like those women that have like back to back to back to back kids, right? And they look like they just got done being fucking president.
Are we gonna mom-bod shame right now?
No, I'm not. No, I'm saying just like the look in their face, and they're just like, I sleep for fucking two hours a night, thinking, is Bobby all right? Is Bobby all right? Bobby all right? Got to go walk down to the hall and see if Bobby's all right.
Power to moms. I can't imagine it.
I've always. You know what's weird is like the restaurant that I work at, there's like a lot of like Middle Eastern people that come in, right? And it's weird because it's like the husband never, like, they come decked out in like the whole burkas and all that stuff. And then you'll see like sometimes they like grab a little spoonful.
Really?
Yeah, and then they grab like a little spoonful of food and they like lift it up real quick and just.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow, where but are
always,
you working?
I'm always at a, you know, the fucking.
I guess you can't say.
Yeah, I can't really say.
Yeah, it's fine. I know they're watching this religiously.
Yeah, I know. Fuck, my fans.
They'll connect the dots somehow or another.
Oh my goodness, that fucking, yeah, this thing tastes terrible.
Good.
Just for everybody to fucking know, mustard soda, don't try it. It's fucking rough.
Yeah, if you come on Justin's podcast and
you could end up eating
a beverage.
You could end up eating Rocky Mountain oysters on this. I don't know. I've never had them, but I saw that they had Rocky Mountain oyster jerky. On Amazon.
Bought it, didn't you?
No, I was thinking about it.
You could do worse. At least it's been like cured and pasteurized, whatever. And
salted and peppered.
Yeah! You know, it's probably the best form you'll ever take it in.
How long have you been doing stand-up for?
How long?
Yeah.
About 2 years.
Yeah. And where's your inspiration come from? No, okay, better question. Where do you think you got, like, your sense of humor from? Like, your mom or your dad?
In a weird way, my mom. Neither of them are funny or try to be funny, but in kind of, like, a dark way, like, my mom was a very explosive woman. So I feel like growing up, you had to get your timing right to, like, crack a joke to diffuse her and make sure everything, like, oh, my God, okay. Like, if you can say it at just the right time, she might be like, and like let it go. So yeah, that's
it's like a test every day.
Oh yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Now bombing doesn't feel so bad. I'm like, no, this is nothing.
I don't know. Bombing, it just doesn't really bother me that much unless it's like I like how Nicole said my name after that dude Go went up. I was like, I didn't even go up.
Hey,
she said, I didn't even get my name.
At least she knows you. You got a personality out there.
Shit.
What do you consider
I don't know
to
how
be bad bombing?
Bad bombing?
Like, what makes you your heart clutch when you're up there and start cold sweating?
Nothing. Just
violence,
I think just
hecklers.
I think just like going blank, you know? But I think as long as you just like don't allow like too much space, then it's impossible to fucking just like blink. Oh, and then like silence is just deafening, you know.
To you,
no. That's yeah. That's why I'll just fill it up with more of my fucking voice.
That's why you do your ramble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've also seen like I don't know. It was a thing I saw Russell Brand say too. He's like, I just don't allow people to fucking heckle me. Like, you know, like I've never really had like a heckler. But you ever see like comedians that try
to say very pointed things and you'd think you would invite a lot of heckling, or I would think you would invite a lot of heckling because you say not like incredibly out there stuff, but you're on the more inflammatory side. Like you're trying to provoke them.
Yeah. And I think,
are you trying to invite a heckler?
I think it's the invitation that just like, that scares, scares people from doing that.
They're like, oh, he's actually ready to play. Could be.
Yeah. I don't know. And like, also, have you ever seen like comedians and they allow like too much space? You know, there's like where you can hold space, you can hold like, you know, silence, and it's like part of it. There's like a way that you can do it.
Yeah.
But if like
Where they know they're
But then it's just like, I've seen people allow too much space, and then some drunk asshole is just like, well, now it's my cue to fucking start. Because this guy's not funny. Though. Yeah. To where it's like, you're holding it, and it's just like, you know, it's like a guitar player holding the fucking...
Holding the note.
Yeah, holding the note and bending it. You know?
Out there. You like I in particular love space. I mean, at least
it sounds out there, but it's like, it all makes sense,
it does
right?
make sense. That's what bums me out about, like, contests and stuff where you're trying to, like, bang, 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 get so many jokes per minute. Because I love just, like, letting it hang in the silence a little bit and seeing if someone dares to then throw something into that. Well, then you have so much more to play off of.
I think Jeff would be the fucking best person to, like, just, like, watch destroy a heckler.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'd be fucking great.
Tag him in this.
Did you ever take a comedy class? This is like a really dark,
I did. I
dark
thought it
soda.
Was a bitch move, but you know, it's hard enough to get started, and so I feel like anything that makes you more confident in getting out there for the first couple times is worthwhile. So yeah, I did take a couple comedy classes.
A couple.
Did you? Well, it's, like different points in where
I
was at.
No, I took comedy classes like in actual school. So I was just constantly getting kicked out. Like, I had good grades, but, like, my fucking citizenship grades were just, like, Justin, he's smart.
Grades? What is that?
Yeah, like, you know, fucking, like, not talking out loud. And
those
like,
are called citizenship grades?
Yeah,
just, like,
you know,
because
you'd have, like, your academic side, you know? Right. Like, doing your homework and all that.
And then, like,
not who you are as a person. They're, like, little, like, comments. Just, like, Justin is very smart. But he just won't stop talking.
Didn't know that was a part of it.
Yeah. So that was my comedy class for sure. I never got like voted like class clown or fucking shit like that.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of comics weren't actually like funny in high school or known as the funny man. Because well, maybe not. Maybe that's just.
Maybe because we were all like reserved. Right. Because it's like, I don't know.
I think we're all so different.
That's
like,
so true. There's no like. Like, fucking cookie cutter, like, that's not true. There is kind of, you see those fucking, like, I'm going straight for Saturday Night Live, like, type shit. I'm like, that ain't me. No.
I think you're lucky if you fall into that persona and role, because I think every type of comic, like, I've tried so hard at certain points when I'm like, oh, I need more clean comedy, or I need more this type of stuff, or I need to work on stories, or this kind of topic to be more relatable. Every time I try to... concerted effort to write a certain way or be a certain type of comic, it always steers me right back to wherever the fuck I was. So I think those people, if they're gunning hard to be that kind of like clean, late night, tight five comic, it's just a blessing on them that they can do that. And I don't know. I'm a little jealous that that's their niche.
Huh. I always feel like maybe those people are just really crazy though too. You know, as soon as the door shuts behind them and then they walk into their studio apartment, it's just like fucking...
chains everywhere.
Oh, fuck.
What kind of comic do you think you are, Jess?
People are like, who are you trying to be like? Or like, what's your goal? All I want to do is just be me.
How long have you been doing it?
Like fucking 275,000 years.
Just
cracking jokes at dinosaurs. Fucking.
Did you always want to do it? Or are you one of those fuckers who knew so early and I'm so jealous of?
Oh, just started? No. Like I was just going to be like, I'm going to be a comic. No. No. I kind of always like planned on doing it, you know? And it's interesting. Like I definitely remember my very first open mic.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened? You go with it
was Charlie. It was Charlie Sawyer that you know. Charlie, mm-mm. No, he's like at the HaHa, and he was like the first guy. He was on my podcast.
Okay,
and he was like the very first guy. And I just had my little fucking piece of paper and my fucking little belly full of booze because I was just so scared. Oh my god, what fucking stupid jokes did I fucking have? Oh, I had a joke about like there's not an all women's NASCAR. Because it'd just be a couple hours of car crashes.
I think I saw where that was at. That's not even bad. I like that.
Thank you. But then it's also, I don't know.
It's a very Naz Janis joke. Hey, Naz.
Right?
You know what? It was like, from the lab in here
it was
tonight.
Like everybody that I like that like went up. Like Anya, you know? Friends
yeah,
with Anya,
yeah, yeah. Totally
Naz.
Deserved the
and
win.
If it was going to be, yeah. Fucking fuck it. That's cool. That's like... the click. Instead of like people that just come in, you see people do like an open mic and they're like, well, that's not for me. Never coming back here again.
Yeah, they come to it once, and you're like, no, it takes a couple times to, like, build up that little community nest right there.
Totally. The, like, networking, but also just getting good. Yeah. I watched a little commercial where Steve Martin's masterclass thing. I didn't even watch the thing.
Oh, I took it, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's probably dope.
Because
I
love him.
No, he's dope, for sure. But I just saw, like, the commercial, and he's like, everybody comes up to me, and they're asking, like, how do I get an agent? How do I get signed? How do I get a manager? He's like, all you got to do is, like, focus on getting good first.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, does it ever worry you to, like, not you, because you've been doing it forever, and you're fantastic. But sometimes I wonder with other...
I'm going on 3 years.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So about the same.
But isn't it also, like, hours, right? It's like, totally. Any dork can buy a fucking guitar and, like, learn Nirvana fucking song, like, one song, and keep it in their fucking, in the corner of their bedroom. They're like, yeah, I've been playing guitar for 12 years. I'm like, dude, no, you fucking haven't.
I hate that. I hate years as a measurement of experience. But I also, do you ever get the feeling?
Cause I do one open mic a month.
Yeah. Do one show every quarter. Which is not to make fun of someone who does that. But like to measure yourself in that way, like that's not right. Regularly and whatever. Who's to say what makes like a serious comic? I hate the fucking guys who are like, you gotta be doing four mics a night and otherwise you're eating shit. And it's like, yes, obviously that would make you better. But
is that necessarily true, though? Isn't there people that just catch onto it a little faster than others, more naturally?
Maybe, and don't need that much every night. I mean, whatever.
I mean, is it guaranteed that if you put 10,000 hours into anything, you're going to be better than, like...
Better than you would be.
Better than you would be.
Yes.
But better than maybe somebody else that fucking just maybe had that brain to fucking, you know, they're like, yeah, I put in 5,000 hours, but maybe I was doing the whole shit without even knowing it.
Right. Yeah, like the straight-A student who doesn't have to study. Like, some people, maybe it just comes easier to, and they don't have to do that kind of late work. Yeah, exactly. Right? I don't know.
Like, I suck at math.
Are we taking this analogy way far in high school now?
No, we're not going to. But I totally like the whole fucking length of, like, the years and shit. I don't buy that at all.
What worries me, though, is, like, I want more years to get good. But I also don't want to wait. Like, I'm scared of people seeing me before I'm better than I am now. But it's like, I feel the ultimate ego punch is having to get up, even though you know in a couple of years I'll be way better. And I wish they'll see me then and not now. But, like, if I don't do it now, I'm just waiting around.
Wouldn't it be kind of like, though, it's like, you know how I was making the comparison of, like, they're, you know, open mics are like going to the gym, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, your very first open mic, you're not going to, the very first time you go to the gym, you're not fucking walking out of there just like, boom!
Rap.
You know, that's not happening. Like, you got to fucking put the time and the work in.
Yeah, but if you're seen along the way, like, do you ever worry that you're out networking yourself? Like, I used to get put on shows. Like, I'm still not ready for some shows, but, like, I got put on way early because some bookers were like, yeah, we like your ass. It was just like... Okay, like, sure, I'll go do a show for whatever reason. But I was not ready, and I should not have gone up.
Most bookers are guys, though, right? So I've never had guys come up to me and, hey, we want to put you.
But no.
You got a great ass, too.
Do you not understand, like, the dilemma of, like, do I wait till I'm better to be seen, like, or, oh, great, do I take every show opportunity that I can?
You know, it's probably both, maybe, you know? Just a tug
I'm
of
just
war.
A girl posing a question here. It's not no, like no, I'm going to stop I would fucking say both. Doing it.
No. What I'm saying is it's like maybe it's like if you felt out like the venue the first time or you like you were there, you're like, oh, that place fucking sucks, you know? Then just turn it down.
It depends.
You'd still just do it?
It is for practice, yeah. If it's conflicting with something else and I know it sucks and isn't worth my time, sure, I'll turn it down.
Or like the booker, like, I don't know. I don't have problems with anybody.
I'm not so thirsty for shows anymore, which has been a great place to get to. Like, if it's not worth my time or the person is an absolute asshole or for whatever reason, I just don't want to do it. I'm not like, do it for your career, Max. You got to do it. Now I'm like, yeah, I'll go do something else in the night. Like, it's fine.
For your career.
Yeah, it's really nice to get to that place, actually.
You know, but, okay. You see that there's, like, a lot of, like, dudes that are bookers and they'll put girls on shows just because they're pretty much trying to fuck them, right?
Yeah.
You see that, too, right?
I've seen that,
okay,
yeah.
So that's, like, mutual. That fucking happens,
right? We know
right?
that, yeah.
Yeah. But then you ever see that it's, like, these dudes put together these, like, with some of these chicks and then the show's just, like, you've seen them perform. You're like, dude, they're fucking mediocre shows, like...
What do you mean? The, like, ones where they do include girls just when they're just girls?
Yeah.
Well, but... I don't know that it's so glaring all the time. Like, yes, there are certain times where you're like, she's only on this because she's hot. But I feel like that's a lot more rare. Like, I'm the last person to judge someone for being like, oh, they're pretty, then they obviously can't be funny. Because that is, like, such a friggin' mean to do to someone.
That is totally, that's totally true. But I totally stand by what I say.
That's true. But, I mean, yeah, that's going to happen with anything. If you put someone on a lineup for any other reason than them being funny and you loving their stuff, then, yeah, that's what's going to happen.
So then is it kind of like...
Female or male.
Is it kind of like...
Are you leading me somewhere with this?
It's kind of like harder for men than to be comedians, huh?
In what way? Because they're being passed up by people picking women specifically?
Yeah.
I do sympathize with that, or empathize, whatever the fuck. Because I know that I have gotten things sometimes because people are like, oh, we do want a woman in the lineup because we have only guys. So I probably was chosen over a man for that. But I also would like to think that I would not be chosen. I might be chosen over them because I'm a woman, but I would hope that I'm not chosen because I'm a woman only, and not that I'm also funny and able to do the job. So yeah, I do think it's hard for you guys that way when people are trying to, what is it, affirmative
action. See, we're just like ugly fat chicks.
Yeah, go on.
No. Where was I going with that
one? I have no idea, but I can't wait. I'll meet you there.
Yeah, I think that one just kind of, vroom, dropped off the cliff.
It's okay, we can let that go in editing. You're not editing this, are you?
Nope, nothing gets edited. That's fine. Yeah. Yeah, we just edited in post-production. I was trying to have like a soundboard thing and set that up so I could like put sound effects and stuff in.
Yeah.
But.
Pew, pew.
But my thing is like, I don't like having the podcast where it's like you got to wear headphones. I don't fucking like that shit.
That's fine. Because it ruins your profile?
Yeah. Mm. No, it just, I just don't like it. I don't know.
As a guy, do you feel like right now you're getting, do you feel it's unfair? That's the leading question. I just want to know your thoughts or feelings on like right now how it is to have so many women just blatantly coming to the mics and being like, oh, fuck men, and like all the guys in comedy are shit, and like too many white men. And like, do you feel personally victimized?
Now that you're bringing it up, and sometimes I just want to be a victim, so sure.
You're like, yeah, use me, victimize me.
I don't consider myself a sexual predator. I'm more like sexual prey.
Predatee. Oh, yeah. Prey. Yeah, words are getting harder as I get older.
You ever like look at a, you ever look at a word and then you're like, that's how it's spelled, but it just looks so fucking strange to me.
Like David Spade when he's like, Road. Road.
Raoul.
Road.
But yeah, I definitely do feel victimized. No, I don't. Not at all. It's really hard to like offend me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know? Like, I just don't care.
I tried to offend him like the first 5 minutes.
I usually think if somebody goes out of their way to offend me, it's because they're just worried about their own insecurities.
Good for you, man. That's so big of you.
You like that? Mm-hmm. I'm on like a whole other fucking like level.
I see that.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't do drugs anymore. Definitely drink and smoke weed.
Oh, I thought you were going to be my shrooms hookup, so I'm very disappointed. Oh, yeah? Right,
shrooms?
Now.
I mean, I'll definitely do shrooms again for sure.
Well, if you can find them.
Grocery store.
Party.
I'm sure I can find them.
Podcast
if
party.
If I really tried hard enough.
Can we do a shrooms podcast?
Fucking A.
I will come back on
that. Fucking A. We can definitely do that. I was thinking about getting like a cabin in Big Bear and doing like mushrooms out there. Because I want to be away from...
Can it be like invite-only like comics
fucking,
list?
I don't want to listen to like a fucking Armenian blasting fights and just... I don't want to be in the city at all. I want
How fucking bad would it be though to have a house full like out in the woods of like 20 comics on shrooms just like spewing bits into voice recorders?
Oh my God. That's so fucking funny. Hold on. Let me write that down.
I read my notes afterwards. I'm like, what the fuck was I...
It would be like... You remember that cartoon Animaniacs?
Yes.
Oh, right. So it'd be like, there'd be like 50 of those fucking creatures out in the woods fucking on mushrooms. That's what we'd all be.
I'd love that.
And it'd probably just be like a roar of fucking laughter. Everybody would probably be crying because they're just laughing so fucking hard. Who would it be?
Well, we would laugh more than we ever would at each other's sets normally. I think we have to bring, well, who's going to bring the
snacks? Mikey McKernan.
Mikey McKernan. We got to have some people to, like, stir the drama like a reality show. But we also would have
I don't want somebody that's going to, like, freak out, though.
It's true. We can't have any pussies.
No. Mm-mm. Like, somebody that's just on the verge of, like, they're a great comedian, and then you just give them mushrooms, and then fucking here we go.
Mental. Sean White. We got to have Sean White.
Sean White, for sure. Naz Janice.
Yes. Naz. Like, no, you know what? Naz would just be a normal person. We'd load him up, and he'd be like, hi, how are you doing? I'm Naz.
he'd, like, go into the bathroom, cut his hair and shit. Come out with, like, glasses on.
Yeah.
Fucking button up shirt.
What do you think of Dickens' fourth novel?
Oh my god. Naz, we love you. For sure.
We're
you
doing the shout outs for sure.
Yeah.
Name dropping.
Who else?
Nikki.
Nikki who?
Davis.
Nikki Davis? She does mushrooms too, yeah, for sure.
You can tell.
Yeah, you can definitely tell.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You'd be so fun.
The sexual predator of black men everywhere. What'll you guys do out for 3 minutes?
Oh, what if we, like, auctioned off invites to this get-together? Oh, no, because comics can't pay.
Yeah, no shit. We get IOUs back.
Yeah. Be like, pay for my slot. Or like,
dude, I run an open mic, man. I'll get you up.
Yeah. Hey, if they pay for my fourth wall spot, that's fine. That's something. That would be the new buying me a drink. Hey, everybody.
Just hey, Venmo fellas. Here to Joe Manente.
Yeah. Under my name, yeah.
I heard.
Oh my God, that's my name. Yeah, that is
Joey
my name.
Joey Diaz doesn't even go back there anymore, but like Lee Syatt does.
Well, what point are you making?
I don't know. He said that it, like, fucked him up. Like, when he did it, when he filmed his special, he was like, yeah, I was going to all these, like, weird little spots. And then just, like, he's like, no, I shouldn't have fucking done that. I should have been, like, he was like, I should have just been fucking back-to-back behind Chris D'Elia, Sebastian Maniscalco. And then I'm
like, maybe. But I did like what he said about, like, kind of getting in touch with what our peer group of comics are doing, because he's, of course, so much above us that he's out of touch with it, and it's probably cool for him to see, like, this is the next wave that's coming.
Right. It's like school, right? Some people drop out. Some people just flunk. And some people just become honor students, you know? And it's...
Are we patting each other on the back?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think we're still freshmen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or like sophomores. At least sophomores.
Did you grow up here?
In LA?
Yeah.
No, I'm from Reno, Nevada.
Yeah, okay. But you're like part of this whole circles thing.
What do you mean?
Like you're from the entertainment world and all that.
Oh, like I went to music school for audio engineering.
Okay.
And then I worked for the guy that was the composer of Judging Amy and Bones.
Nice.
And then I was like, I was actually going to get a job at DreamWorks.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Did you interview or something? You're saying like you're planning on it.
No, I did.
Because I was going to be a doctor. No. Like, my dad keeps thinking I literally God gave damn it. That
Everybody's
up.
A comedian.
Well, it's...
I know. I'm fucking with you.
Every time
Were you really going to be a doctor? Is that what you wanted?
Well, here's the thing. Every time my dad brags about me to his friends... what I gave up to do comedy gets so much bigger. Like now suddenly I gave up a full free ride to Johns Hopkins and a medical degree. And I'm like, Dad, I was pre-med. Like that's the closest I got. I took the physics class. Like that's the closest I got to being a doctor. I didn't actually walk away from a practice.
And so what made you want to go down this fucking crazy road?
I always wanted to try. I started with acting. I always wanted to try it. And it wasn't until I got out of college that I really had the chance because I kind of had like a path set for me. And then I broke away from it. And a couple years into acting, some teacher was like, you ever thought about stand-up? And I tried it. And here I am.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you still run your open mic?
No. Just time priorities. Committing to that couple hours a week is probably the most commitment I've given.
It's like in the valley, right?
In years. It was at this really tiny bar in Burbank. No, I guess it would be Echo Park. Yeah, Echo Park. No, whatever.
Just Los Angeles
over there.
Somewhere.
Glendale. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it was good though because I purposely want a spot no one would be at so that we could just test out new material and not have the shit of people coming to practice their 3 minutes that are polished for, that have been polished for 3 years. And you're like, be brave, make new stuff because no one's
obnoxious.
Here to see you. Well, I get bringing that to a mic like the improv where you're like, people are secretly watching and maybe I can impress someone. But I feel like to be able to make new material, you have to have the safety of being like, okay, this doesn't matter. No one's watching. It's fine. Hmm. Or at least it helps people get over that fear. Is my thinking. I could be wrong. I'm probably not.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
It was cheesy, though. It was good. I'm glad I did it.
I remember one time when I showed up to the improv, and then I was like the name pick from the week before, and Pete Holmes was there. And then Nicole's like, I want to get you up now. I don't know what her little squabble is with me.
Oh.
I don't know what the fuck her squabble is with me.
She loves you.
Is that what it
is? She loves you. You're a very lovable,
she's like, I'm just going to make him persona. I'm just going to make him tougher. Is that her? Like,
probably.
Yeah. Probably. It's just tough love, huh?
Is it better to have no attention or negative attention is the question you got to ask yourself.
I don't know. 50 Cent
good
said,
press, all press,
if
bad
they
press.
Hate, let them hate. To watch the money pile up.
Oh, yeah.
All right? So.
How long you been doing hosting the HaHa, Mike?
I think probably almost a year, maybe.
And it's which night? Monday nights or Wednesday nights?
Tonight.
Yeah, Wednesday nights. Uh-huh. I forgot when I came.
The best night ever.
But it's great, because then you get to, right? Like, you get to meet everybody and see them.
I get to meet everybody, but it's also, it helps to, like, keep me fucking snappy.
Yeah.
You know? Like sometimes I can tie like my bits into like what somebody else said like previously, but then I could just fucking also just freestyle it up there.
Which is working a muscle. Like that's what mm-hmm. I loved about it. People hate hosting material in between.
There's like the different aspects, right? Of like doing stand up. Then there's like the, I don't know. I've always felt like those like comedy classes to where everything's so just like dissected that it just is a little kind of gross, you know? Mm-hmm. To where it's like set up, punchline, set up, punchline. Like, you know how, even like music's kind of like that right now, too. Like, fucking mainstream music, just verse, follows chorus, verse, bridge, chorus,
and, this BPM.
You know? It's just like, ugh. So, to kind of like, you want to watch a movie, right? And be like taken in by it? Or do you want to like look for the fucking strings and like, oh, that's all computer animated and fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Does
that make sense?
I definitely noticed, well, maybe I noticed more now that I've been doing it, but I remember my first year definitely being jarred every time a comic came up and I could see the seams, like I could see the way they put it together as they were doing it, or like them trying too hard to give it to the audience. It like, yeah, you can just see the building.
Right. It's so structured. It's like marginal free thinking, you know, versus like non-marginal free thinking. It's like
Dustin, do you ever feel like free will is just a little bit too much to handle?
I fucking loved when you said that. That was great. Oh wow. No. I'm totally against that. I
can't believe I said that.
I think that's great.
It's awful. Everything I said last night was true.
That's also one thing that I love about doing stand-up is because I'll just be fucking blatantly honest. If it's blunt, disgusting, I don't give a fuck.
I know you don't.
You know? Thank you. But it's like, it just allows me to be myself. Before I ever did stand-up, I felt like I was kind of like more bullshitting people.
Like the normal people?
I don't know. Like,
I call them the normal people. Like the non-comedy people.
Like maybe sometimes you just got, you know, shit to hide.
It feels to me, I haven't known you that long or that in depth, but are you someone who would also troll people and just say stupid shit kind of to mess with them for your own amusement?
Not really.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have the energy into doing that shit. That's fucking ridiculous. That goes back to like going after somebody because of their own insecurity. You know?
Yeah.
Like, at least you're thinking about me, fucker. Yeah, that's how I kind of look at it. Like, I don't have like that thing with that girl doing the show at Billy's spot. You know? So I just watched it and I was just like, wow, surprised, but not really, you know?
Yeah.
Cause it's like people use open, it's like, they're like Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous meetings, but like where the fucking drugs and the fucking alcohol just runs rampant. And it's just like a mixture of crazy people for these open mics. And somehow they get on shows sometimes, you know,
that's
versus
the
like,
show thing,
versus
though.
Being like a structured, like comedian doing the time, doing the work and you know?
Yeah.
So my next thing that is, I think more like organization. Cause I have so much fucking material in my phone, but it's just like, I don't write down in a notebook at all. I don't know.
Maybe that's your new year thing.
It is.
You can get the most out of all the
So I got like this. Yeah, I got this new program, like Scrivener.
Oh yeah,
you heard of that? Yeah. So it's like it's cool because it breaks it up, so you can do like, oh, here's one bit, and then you can click into it and then type, you know.
Oh, keep updating.
And then you
it.
Go back, and then you see like they look like little sticky notes, and then you
can move. That's awesome.
So like organization.
Maybe I'll look into that.
Yeah, I'll show you like after this.
I feel bad for her and other comics and stuff because it's like. I have no reason to make fun of them or be mean to them. It's only if they do something that, like... Like, if she...
If it goes directly to you...
She has been, like, mean to you when you were hosting the mic. I was like, come the fuck on.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have no reason to, like, put someone like that down because it's obviously very sad. And Billy had some right to do that because that was an actual show. And to have someone come on and not take it seriously is unprofessional. But, mm-hmm. you know, people have been unprofessional all the time.
That's very true.
Yeah, even if they're prepared, sometimes they suck. So, like...
Like, one of those things that I would never do is, like, I'm not going to, like, whip my dick out or some shit on stage. Like, that's, no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know? To where, it's fucking crazy people that go to open mics, you know?
But it's a free country.
It is a free country.
Yeah.
Unless you start, like, hurting people. Then we got to put you down.
Pow.
Mm-hmm. Right in the kisser.
Yeah, see?
What are you drinking there?
Tea. I'm trying to not drink so much coffee.
Yeah? What kind of tea?
Earl Grey.
Earl Grey.
Yeah.
So you like the highly fucking caffeinated tea?
I have three a day.
It's like, fucking motor oil tea?
Number two. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Hey.
I don't drink coffee. It just makes me want to just sit on the toilet, you know? It just makes...
You need more fiber in your diet, Justin.
I get bubble guts from fucking coffee for sure.
Then you're weak!
Oh my God.
I love people who eat one piece of broccoli and are like, oh my God, too much. I'm like, you need to be eating a lot more kale.
What I don't like is people when they're like, dorky conversations about their diets.
Oh my God. Like what they're on, or are you talking about actual dieting? Because both are
both
just...
are fucking. you just want something to talk about, like fucking boring.
Like if you're asking me for advice, that's one thing to lay out what you've been doing, so I can be like, oh, well, it looks like this could be changed or something.
What do? You like my fitness thing.
My day job is a spin instructor.
Okay.
And yeah.
So, comedian at night.
Yeah. Spin instructor also at night. My work just like begins from 5 p.m. on.
Spin instructor is biking things?
Yeah, yeah, like a stationary bike.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just go you go somewhere for like 17 miles, but go nowhere.
So it's like comedy.
Oh. Depends on who you're talking to. I don't know. It's like comedy.
We're going nowhere, but we're going somewhere.
We're going somewhere. Fuck that.
Are we?
Yeah, for sure. You know what? You got to be patient, though. You know?
It's the long game. I've been more cognizant about not burning myself out this year.
That keeps you humble. Like, you know, the end game, like going through the shit, you can't just go from fucking A to Z, like, and then not be prepared to handle Z, you know?
Yeah, that's actually kind of what I was talking about earlier about the over networking yourself, because sometimes you get things, and of course you're going to take it, but. It's nice to hang in the period in between where you're still focusing on the work
mm-hmm.
and having that incubation time. Like right now, I'm not even mad that I'm not getting like huge phone calls or anything because I get to use the time instead to just get better. And it's so nice.
But then you see people that'll do that, you know, like, oh yeah, it's my first year. I got signed and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And then fucking like just way too much for them to handle. And see ya.
Yeah. Could happen that we never make it. Like, we might be making fun of those people. And,
that's true.
And, like, we just don't
know.
That's
true.
That's why we've got to enjoy the journey.
Or we could just, like, move to an island up in Alaska and sell clown trinkets.
There's so many other things we could be doing, but I love this.
Yeah, me too. People with clown trinkets, that wasn't a...
I'd definitely be basket weaving instead.
Basket weaving? Yeah, clown trinkets, oh, my God.
Useless. Baskets, useful.
Useful, for sure. You could be doing that like right now while we're doing the podcast, like weaving a basket.
I might be. People can't see my hands.
That's very true.
Burning to talk about, Justin? Why did you have me on?
What was I burning to talk about?
I don't know.
It was just free flow, you know, free form conversation.
Free form.
That's what it was.
I do love it.
Thank you.
Just wanted to make sure we hit all your important agenda points.
Which there were none at all.
What does it say? Comedy festival was on the notepad.
Yeah, that was when I was asking you about
that. It's a great
that.
Opener, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Thanks.
Whoops. I don't know. I'm still learning the whole interviewing thing.
You're doing great.
You know? Thank
You're
you.
Doing great.
Thanks, guys.
Conversation is
Thanks,
flowing.
My mom.
I'm talking way too much.
My mom got me like a big box of fucking condoms for Christmas.
Yeah, what size?
And then, too small. Regular.
Mm.
You know I'm full of shit.
What do they call the small size so that guys don't feel bad?
Widgets? I don't know.
You got Magnum? And,
Magnum named after Magnum named after a fucking gun, just like Dirty Harry gun. And then my mom got me these shirts that are like shirts that you would wear if you never want to get laid ever again.
Oh,
because I told her I have a podcast.
Canceling her gifts out.
Oh yeah, I was like, wow, you.
What's on them?
Yeah, I don't know. She's funnier than I am.
Wait, are they shirts about the podcast?
Yeah.
She wanted you to wear it on the podcast? Oh, where are they?
Oh, shut up, Maxie.
Where are they?
They're, I'll show you.
Thank God. Everybody, this is what you wanted, I know. He was just waiting for me to goad him into it.
Oh, no, it wasn't. No, this is just how to never get laid again. Ask me about my podcast.
Oh, God. I don't actively think to listen to people's podcasts, which is why it amazes me when someone is so successful with theirs and has followers or gets paid off of it. Like, how obnoxious is that? Yeah. Who wants to listen to us talk? No one.
Everybody wants to listen to us talk because.
Because you're on air.
On air. Shit.
Can't even. Well, good luck with your celibacy this year.
Yeah, why? I've become the 40-year-old virgin just because my mom sent me some shirt?
I think that's sweet.
Hey, I've been doing all right, okay?
She's taking an interest. That means she's supportive.
I know. I told her, I called her and I told her, I was like, Mom, you got me some shirts that I would wear, like, if I never, you don't ever want to have grandkids.
My dad, back when, before, like, t-shirt printing was a thing, so when you did find a place that would screen print, it was like, ooh. So my dad got my older brothers, when they were in high school, my dad loves hunting, and he would take my brothers elk hunting. And so on the shirts, just plain shitty white t-shirts with, like, the worst black plain font on the front just said, "Women love me, elk fear me," and gave it to them for Christmas to wear in high school. And the principal's like, I don't know. That's like gun related sort of, but like, I think we can still let it pass. I don't know if they ever got laid off of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unless there's like those girls out there that have like the same shirt.
Stay, fear me.
Where are you from?
Seattle.
Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been down here?
About 5 years, but I was on the East Coast for a while, Baltimore and then New York.
Oh, just cold and rainy, huh?
I love the East Coast, but yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Seattle.
Nice to be back here. Seattle's overcast most of the time.
Oh, and puddles. I hate being wet. I fucking hate being like, yeah? When you step into a puddle and your foot is just fucking.
If you're not wearing the proper, yeah.
That's like one of those things that'll just infuriate me all day.
My whole soggy.
Yeah, it's not even personal. You know? And where I'm from, like Reno, it snows up there. So it'd be like the puddles with like the snow.
Slush.
Oh yeah. Slush puddles. Oh, dirty slush puddles. Because it's the road too. Oh yeah. Being cold and fucking wet, my two like least favorite things.
Well, for the festival, I was gone for like 3 weeks just trying to cram in all of my holiday travel around it. So I went through like 6 cities, all of them single digit temperatures and or snowing. And it was the worst. I was so excited to get back here. I've never loved LA more.
Right? You just like thawed out.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this is what one jacket only feels
like. How do people live here?
I don't get how people, oh my God.
That and like hurricane fucking places too. I'm just like, how do you, let's just, well, God came in and just wiped this all out. Let's put it back again.
You realize you weren't meant to live there.
Yeah, like, what's your fucking
so
deal?
So inhospitable.
Move inwards. But it's beautiful this time of year, I bet.
Yeah, we're lucky. We're blessed. Hashtag blessed.
Says the fucking news anchor that just had a stop sign fly by their head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's good shit.
Yeah.
Mustard soda. Definitely going to pour that out. Yeah. Oh, God.
Sorry to be the worst guest ever, but I'm not going
to
finish that.
No, you don't have to. That's all right, actually. That's not bad flavored, but it's like definitely.
It's still not something you want to
continue. Yeah, that's like, you know what that smells like? It smells like and tastes like cinnamon potpourri. Right?
Yeah, it's definitely good bathroom stuff.
Pumpkin spicy.
You can just pour this into a toilet bowl after this.
Or that's like those fucking dorks that like, oh, I want to eat pumpkin cookies, drink pumpkin tea, pumpkin coffee.
What are you
pumpkin
saying, Justin? I'm pretty sad pumpkin.
Are you one of those girls?
The best thing is if you ever take pumpkin ice cream and put a scoop into your coffee, then you have your like pumpkin creamer right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like something like somebody's inner fat kid would say.
That's why I'm a spin instructor, just like a mean tank.
How many miles you go a day, you think?
How many miles, bro? I have no fucking clue.
No, you just fucking...
I just like yelling at people on a microphone. And I get to test out bits sometimes. Come on,
guys. Guess what? It's like we're in the Bermuda Triangle, just going nowhere forever.
Yeah. You're not done, though. Yeah.
Keep it going, guys. Keep it going.
It's fun, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm.
People get real serious about it. It's really
I've actually thought about doing yoga.
Just that's for like me giving up a medical degree. You thought about doing yoga.
Just for like the stretching aspect.
Oh, yeah, that is really nice. It's like if you had time to commit to an hour of stretching a day by doing yoga, it would be a great thing to do for yourself. But it's difficult to prioritize against getting things tangibly done.
Is that really the case?
Like, I have to limit myself on how much I'll let myself work out. Like, to one a day.
How much do you think you work out a day?
I used to do, like, 3 days just because I love it and it feels good, but wasting so much time. Yeah,
you'd work out 3 times a day?
It'd be, like, lift, spin, yoga, or soccer, or boxing, or whatever, and it's, like...
Boxing, huh?
I love it. It's fun. Surfing, whatever. Like
me, a girl who can throw a punch.
You seem like a guy who needs to take a punch every once in a while.
What? That's not true at all. Maybe one like right in the gut or something. I could.
Right in the kisser.
not in this mug, you know?
Yeah.
How long have you been playing drums for?
Started taking lessons about 2 years ago, but I've only been playing with people for like 6 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we actually have a show coming up and I'm freaked the fuck out.
Where?
El Cid. It's down in, is that Silver? I don't know. It's somewhere.
It's Los Angeles somewhere.
Yeah, it's LA. It's on the east side.
You could be like in Pomona and just write Lost, like if you're fucking sending a letter or something, you just write Los Angeles as long as you don't fuck.
It'll make it
as long as you don't fuck the zip code up, you're good. Isn't that crazy?
Gucci.
And it's like Riverside and Los Angeles is just like fucking what? 2 hours from
really
here?
Far.
And it's still Los Angeles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
So much to learn.
So much to learn. The more you know, right?
Have you been drumming lately?
I actually just got this thing.
I'm looking at your practice kit.
I just got this thing from like a, because in this like place, there's like 3 Mexican churches. There's like this dude who makes like teeth moldings. And then this thing next to me, I think is some like scam network or some shit. And then there's this lady. This lady's got like chickens and mice and pets and shit. What I think she does.
Drum kits?
No. I got this from the... Mexican church. It sold it to me for $100, but it didn't come with it didn't come with all the stuff, so I still gotta buy some more stuff for it.
What do you need?
I need like a cable, I need a kick pedal, I need the hi-hat pedal, because it's like the electric hi-hat thing.
Okay.
So it's like probably another $150 I gotta drop into
Well, but at least you don't have to worry about quality, because it's not like you're gonna play a show with that, so if it's just for practice, you can get a shittier
But it's cool, because then it's like, I have it all hooked up into this. And then I just turn around and bah, 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 bah.
Do you have, is it MIDI capable? I'm learning all this shit.
It is. I don't know how that's working out. I haven't really.
It's fine. You got time. No one's waiting on you. No deadline. I love those little projects.
Thanks, Maxie.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It's true. I got bored in my apartment for an hour this morning and finally like organized and threw away some stuff. It was glorious to not do anything planned. Just be in my apartment and be like, what do I feel like doing?
I'm just going to throw all this shit away.
Cool. Felt really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I always think it's bad to like be a hoarder, right?
It's hard because you want to get rid of stuff because it feels so cathartic to have a clean space to come back to, and it's like it's not drowning you, all your possessions.
Right. I always feel like my mind's cluttered if I have so much
absolutely.
Shit.
But then we do so much stuff that sometime you'll need it, and you'll be like, fuck, I got to pay the price of it all over again because I threw it out.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That totally makes sense. Well, try not to do that.
Try not to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you ever feel like you go to the dollar store and you're like, oh, I'm going to use that. And you just like.
You know what? I'm trying to level up the quality of the things in my life.
Oh, wow. Some people are just way too good for the dollar store, I guess.
No, you know what's happened is like in my early 20s and late teens, I would always spend so much money on shitty stuff thinking I was saving money, but then have to buy it over again anyway when it eventually broke.
Stuff.
So now I'm just like, I try to be better about investing. Yeah. And making a better choice and reading the reviews the first time around.
I like that.
Me too.
Like, what I like to do is I could go somewhere. If I'm going to buy something, you know what I like to do?
I like to take my sleeves off, get back to my place.
I like how I just said like that, and then you made you laugh.
You made me laugh.
Thank you. It's a gift. Totally is. Joey Diaz told me that.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Being able to make someone laugh is a gift?
Yeah. He told me I was a natural. He's like, you're fucking funny and you know it. He waited for me to leave the fourth wall.
Oh, the only thing he told me outside the fourth wall was, don't fuck comics on the road.
And then I never saw him again. And I'm like kind of cool with his assistant, but.
Who's his assistant?
Lee Syatt.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, when you said earlier, Lee and I had no idea that was the connection. Yeah. Okay, I thought you were randomly mentioning, but okay. Yeah. You know, it's weird. Joey Diaz isn't there, but Justin Glockler.
Wow.
Okay, now that makes sense. Thank you.
Cool.
Connecting those dots by the end of it. Mm-hmm. We have a nice arc
isn't it,
now.
It's interesting. Like we're more connected to stuff than like you actually think. You know.
You took that and took it to a place of connection. I love your segues.
Thank you. Thank you. I can't wait until they actually let me do a TED Talk.
What would yours be on?
Probably that, like how we're like more connected to everybody and everything than like you really think we are, you know? Something like that. Hmm. When I went back home, it was so fucking crazy. So my mom's got this like big collage, right? This fucking, of all these pictures and shit. You know what a collage is, right?
Connect those dots for me, Glockler.
Of like all my brothers and like, you know, family and all that stuff, right? And in the middle of it is the biggest picture of it is your boy.
Ah!
Is your boy?
Is it because your brothers live at home and she gets enough of them or something?
No, and it's like it's me with a fucking a dog on my back.
Is it your dog?
No, it was a dog in Mexico.
I figured. It's like there's gonna be something weird to this.
That dog's probably dead now.
Yeah.
That's the weird part. No, that was the weird part though. I was just like looking at this whole like collage and I was like, that's so crazy.
That she loves you that much? Yeah, that is crazy.
I was like, what, that somebody could love me like that? Damn.
No, that's awesome though. Like my dad had this picture of me running my first marathon printed out, like probably 4 feet high and just for me to have, like he bought it and printed for me to have. I'm like, I'm not going to have a poster on my wall of me. Especially in the picture because I'm like trying really hard to make it look like it's not mile 24 and I'm dying. So I'm like, I wouldn't want that of me staring at me every day. Like, you got this, babe.
That's fucking great.
Maybe I'll give it to like a future boyfriend as a test first gift and see how he reacts.
See if he puts it on the wall.
Yeah. Like, see if you deserve the real birthday gift.
You can't handle this and you can't handle me.
If he reacts like, oh, this is a gag gift, right? Just break up with him right there.
And take the picture back and give it to your next boyfriend.
Yeah. I'm not reprinting that. I'm not paying for that.
You know what would be better is if you signed it.
See, that's the thing that I was talking about last night is like getting to the place where I used to be able to pull that shit just for the fun, for me, the pleasure of like fucking with him and like it's okay. I can lose the guy to that because at least I got a good chuckle out of it or good material. And now I'm getting to the point where like, oh my God, I can't afford to be like chucking away guys that way. Like, yeah, I'd rather have the material, but I also need a date.
If you had to
sometimes
chuck them away like that, then they weren't worth the time.
I know. If a guy, you know? If I'm like material or I really like you, then that would be a struggle. But most of them, I'm like material.
Like your Tinder account says, I'm a comedian, so watch out.
I have been called the Taylor Swift of dating material. You know you'll make your way into a bit if you're an ex.
Manilax cigarettes to me. Throw them away when I'm done with them.
Oh, sad.
And then how many guys were probably like, damn, I actually like that girl. And you were just like.
Probably none.
Joke material.
Probably none once they get to know me.
Why do you say that? Are you scary or something?
Look at me. I'm scary. No, you're not.
I don't think you're scary.
That's because you don't think anyone's scary, Justin.
I know.
That's not a good measure.
Nothing scares me. You know the only thing I'm afraid of?
What?
Is heights.
Are you actually? I can't even tell that.
That's the only thing. Yeah.
Heights, huh? Mm-hmm. Do you test yourself on it?
Like, yeah, like I've been on top of a tall building and I kind of
walk over there
and look down. You feel like that little gust of wind kind of behind you, like, oh.
Or you know that if you just
one flinched. Of those rogue winds fucking throw me off the fucking building.
An LA earthquake.
So that's like the only thing you can't actually fight. And like, what would be the next, you know? Like, if I was scared of bears or like sharks or shit.
You're right. You can't fight wind or height.
Right? You just lose every time.
Every time.
Back to the hurricane people. Right? They lose all the time.
They always lose. Mm-hmm. Hurricane one.
And tornadoes.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking crazy. You ever seen a tornado in real life?
No, but there was one in Washington, I think in December, and it's the first one we've ever had, so that doesn't bode well for my region now that we've opened the door to that.
Wow. Tornadoes now, huh?
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
Things are weird. It's a weird, spooky year.
I've had, like, the only things I've ever seen is, like, those little dust devils. Not the vacuums, but the little, little cyclones.
They're like, that's ominous.
They just like walk into you. I'm like, what? They just come into you and it's like, what the fuck? Standing out in the middle of the desert.
You got run into by a dust devil?
Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe it was like
a whirling dervish?
Maybe it was like the soul of a Paiute Indian. Sounds like some Jim Morrison shit right there.
Maybe.
He's got this, what is it called? Like American Night or something like that. And it's a fucking, it's like the Doors with the songs, but it's like also his poetry in it. And it's all one long thing. Like, you can obviously skip around it, but you're supposed to listen to it like a concept album, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking dope. I used to do drugs and listen to that.
Who is it who did the, was it like, I Love You Honey Badger or something? Or I Love You Honey Bear? A friend gave me a very, he's a very elitist music guy and gave me something to listen to. It's not Jim Morrison. I thought it was.
That's elitist?
Why I brought it up. Yeah, my friend Dave is just like, always gave me mixtapes of things to educate me. Because like my taste in music is so bad, but I just ended up not liking everything he gave me.
What kind of?
So it didn't fix me.
Which like your favorite kind of music?
Oh my god,
that's actually such a stupid question. I think because I listen to everything.
Right? Who doesn't?
But I mean, I'm sure there's those weirdos out there that listen to Christmas music.
People
like 365.
365.
Right?
You got fucking only my bubble bath.
Like playing the fucking Trans Siberian Orchestra. Like that dude pulls up next to you. He's just balding with the ponytail.
Skims up pumped.
X-Mix 24/7 license plate.
Yeah. Hey, get some people going, Glockler.
They're like, I love Christmas so much. Ew.
Everyone loves some organ music.
Oh my god, organ music? Like from Oregon?
Yes.
Or like organs, like actual body organs? See, there's just more ways to put stuff.
Way to be a fucking comedian about that.
Thank you. You know what I also like about doing stand-up is the word, like, I like
wordplay.
You're like, oh, that was fucking clever.
Do you get that a lot? Because I don't see you getting that a lot.
No, I don't.
You can practice it at the mic tonight.
I will.
In between comics, just make a pun off of everything.
One pun?
Mm-hmm. One pun per comic.
That's crazier than a bag of nuts. What? No.
That's not even fun.
I tried to bring my guitar up once to do like, and I was like, nah. I don't want to be like.
I bet no one liked that.
Actually, people said that it was kind of cool.
Mm.
I love your grin. I love your grin. It's so sarcastic. Like you're not saying anything. You're just like, what people?
Do you ever see Rob Morris at Fourth Wall?
Rob Morris.
He does the political show now, Robbing the People.
Nope. I've never seen that.
Okay. I was on an episode of his and basically spent the entire time not talking and just...
Really?
Because his other guest would not let me get a word in edgewise. And I was like, this isn't worth fighting.
Who were the other guests?
You can look it up. No, I'm not going to say it. It's fine. It was just funny.
Oh. So you didn't
make people do some work to find out who I'm throwing shade at.
Why? That's some bullshit.
Get your numbers up so they have to like keep skipping through the episode back to this point to be like, okay, who is it? Where are the clues?
Somebody you're gonna see like another crazy fucking like oh my god.
I can't
manifesto
wait for some hate
on Facebook, huh?
Yeah.
Did you see that shit?
Wait, what? I thought you were saying that
the one dude that broke
abstractly
broke down all like the comedians he didn't like or how he felt about him and shit.
No!
There was like 100 of them. I was like, oh
wait,
wow.
Who did that?
I don't think I should say names.
But someone did that recently?
Yeah.
On Facebook?
Yeah.
Was it someone like we
know
or higher up?
And he was like talking shit about like
Just a lot of people that I know.
Oh, see, that's so small to me. Like, who needs to do that?
It's just funny to read that shit and, like, maybe look at it once, but I'm going to be like, eh, you went out of your... You're just, it's a you thing.
Yeah. No, the best revenge back to is the insecurities, being fucking right? Great.
Back to the... Like, I'm...
Yeah.
I don't have the fucking... energy to like want to go after somebody because I disagree with, like, no. And I'm gonna be like the probably one of the last ones that's gonna disagree with anybody because I'm sure most people disagree with
at me. The very least we can respect what each other's doing,
yeah, but to go out of your fucking way,
no need.
You just
absolutely
that's
no
just
need.
More like attention whoreism right there.
Yeah,
just I just want people to like me
or to think I'm a badass because I'm able to incite this and try to like hold my own against it,
right,
or, yeah.
When all those people are probably still just like, eh, I don't give a fuck, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just a waste of your time.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Thanks for thinking about me, fucker. So you live in the valley?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your favorite food? You like how segue is just all over the place?
Okay. I could eat...
Good talk.
I could eat guac any day of the week.
You could eat what?
Guacamole.
Guac?
Yeah, Chipotle is
God, that's some...
Chipotle is my all-time every day.
Oh, really? You love that place, though, huh?
Love it.
Chipotle?
Even though it's, like, almost broken my tooth once when they left a metal piece in and, like...
What the fuck?
The you whole were... romaine thing and or E. coli.
Talk about fucking loyalty.
Hey, they gave me... I tweeted about it and they sent me a bunch of free Chipotle cards.
Oh, really? How many? Yeah.
Only like 10, those cheap assholes. I could have started a lawsuit for way more than that. They should have sent me more.
Yeah, for sure.
Chipotle.
And you still go back there. They're like, thanks, come again. Hopefully this one.
Yeah, thanks for playing.
What's your favorite kind
idiot.
Of...
Idiot.
What, you like the steak on there? The...
I just get chicken. I'm good about it, but, you know, if I'm having a day where I'm like, give me some carnitas.
Yeah?
That's it, yeah.
You ever try that, what is it, like barbacopa or some shit? That shit's bomb.
I bet.
It's so
That's
bomb.
The pork stuff, right?
I think it is.
Or it's then it's probably marinated. Great.
Marinated beef. Why is it some people don't like to eat pork? I've never understood that. And they're like, it's because of my religion. I'm like, what? That makes no sense.
Well, in a non-religious capacity, because it's fattier than the other meats.
Right.
Probably would be my guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I'm not one of those crazy people.
But they're the one, but they think that we're crazy because we...
I don't know who this they is that you're
I don't
talking
know. There's
about
a
that
lot
seems
of they's
to think
out
this
there.
Of you.
There's a lot of days out there.
Good podcast practice.
Thank you.
I do need to go in like 5 minutes.
Oh yeah? Okay.
I'm good right now. I'm
okay.
Good.
Well,
I just also
we can
drank
wrap this up
three
for sure.
Of these and we'll be
Oh, you just gotta like
I gotta pee eventually too.
Oh, okay.
You dare wrap this up early. Yeah. No. Not drinking anymore that got to, no, then I'd have to vomit.
Yeah, fucking I wonder if there's somebody out there that's like, dude, you know my favorite soda is?
Mustard soda. Who is it made? Did you get that at like a
I got it on Amazon.
Archie McPhee's? Oh.
And there was another
one? Why are
one?
You searching that?
I don't know. I saw it. Like, I saw it. Originally, like, it came with a six-pack, and it was supposed to come with ranch dressing soda.
Oh, soda.
So then I was going
to... Oh, gross!
What? You never dunked your pizza in a ranch dressing before? That's like
yes,
the best.
Yes, I have.
Right?
But I've never done pizza and then a swig of ranch dressing soda.
Maybe it's good. You never know.
We're gonna have
that
to try.
That one was that tastes like the water like of mustard. You know when you get the water that comes out.
Oh, it comes from Rocket Fizz. It's one of those like novelty old timey sodas. Okay, that makes more sense now.
From what?
Yours says Rocket Fizz.
Oh.
You know that store that sells like all the old fashioned candy and everything?
No.
Okay. Well,
is there one here?
There's two.
There's two?
That I know of.
Where they're like downtown?
One's on Magnolia in the Valley and one's in Westwood? Westwood, something like that.
I used to live over there.
Why?
Because I thought it was cool.
Did you go to UCLA or something? Mm,
no, that was where I worked, like Santa Monica.
Oh.
And it was weird because all the people I know were like on this side.
Yeah.
And I was like over
like,
there by myself.
Down for you?
I was like, what am I going to do? I'm not going to go to the fucking beach every day. Like,
yeah, you got to pick where you want to live based on where you want to.
I'm not like
spend 40 minutes.
I'm not married
to.
With a kid, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm paying like $1,400 for this fucking place I'm never at. So,
yeah, and you're never going to see people, especially if they're in the valley.
The thing that I never liked about a lot of apartments here, though, too, is just the walls are fucking thin.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you hear, like, people farting shit.
It's the worst. But the worst is when someone breaks the covenant of, like, we're not going to talk about it. We all know it's happening, but we're not going to, like, bring it up. And we're going to live blissfully and pretending that it's not happening. And then someone will break it and be like, you're too loud with this. And you're fuck. Well, there's nothing I can do about it. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm a big fan of, like, turning music on while I do everything.
Yeah, I love to, like, that's what I like about this spot. It's like, I can come back. There's nobody here. And I.
That's pretty great.
And then I can
you
fucking.
You feel safe, though?
Yeah. Because they locked the fucking, they locked the gates up.
Mm.
And then me and another guy.
That's all you need.
We're the only ones with the keys. Kind of.
Where do you shower?
At the gym.
Oh, nice.
And I actually use the gym, too, so.
That's a perfect solution.
Mm-hmm. Except it's kind of a pain in the ass.
I'm sure.
You know?
But still.
And I don't have a kitchen. I love
who needs it? Who cooks?
I like cooking.
Hey, you got a mini fridge. Who needs that? You like mini cooking?
Yeah.
What do you like to cook? Any particular
food?
Genre?
Just food.
Of fuck you.
No. Anything. I like to cook everything.
Like, you going to cook for me sometime?
Maybe.
I just, out of this podcast, I want someone to buy me a slotted spot at Fourth Wall, and I want someone to make me food.
Okay, well, you got the food, so you get the kitchen.
I like free shit. Can we not tell?
You bring the kitchen. I'll bring the food.
I provide the kitchen. My burners don't work. My oven doesn't work. That's my excuse for not cooking.
So what?
I don't cook. I can't cook. Never have. Never had an interest in it. I would like to say that's my only domestic flaw, but like men who marry me are just going to be paying for a lot of eating out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you not like to cook?
I just don't have a passion for it. Like, it's fine. I think it's cool to, like, have your hands on your own food and make it, but I don't know anything about it. And, yeah, like, I never, like, yeah, I never learned to, and I don't have an extreme passion to learn, so I'm fine not. I don't know. I don't know how else to explain
so
that.
So what do you eat?
A lot of, like, it keeps me on a lot of, like, good, clean, raw food. And I've also been, in order to avoid eating just like to go package stuff a lot, I get one of those meal delivery services,
like that Blue Apron type shit.
But that you still have to cook. It's called Daily Harvest. You get like cups of things and you throw
you mean
it on
Grubhub?
The burner. Yeah, exactly.
I don't trust.
It's called Uber Eats.
I don't trust fucking that stuff.
It just means I eat a lot of salads.
He's just
a lot of salad, a lot of yogurt, a lot of fresh fruit. You know, I can like steam my vegetables and put something over it. I don't know. Make my own meat. I can do that.
Interesting. So, what do you got to do in 5 minutes?
I make it very, very plain. What?
What do you got to do in 5 minutes?
Well, I'm going to a drum lesson.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting. Oh, yeah, that's right, huh? You told me that. You're going to a drum lesson on Instagram or something.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, it's been fantastic having you here.
Justin, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Hope people learned something.
And what is your Instagram?
Oh, Instagram at Mad Maxi, MaddMaxi. Call back.
Once again, no mustard soda. That's a wrap, baby.